Today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah. Continuing on with what things are not included in the sale of a Sadeh. This Mishnah is going to seem very familiar because we analyzed it before. We were talking about what appeared to be the needless repetition of the Shitais of the Rabban and Rabbi Akiva four times in order to establish that we were talking about both Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra'ah. So we already are well aware of the Mishnah, but let's learn it now in its place. Furthermore, a field does not include a cistern, doesn't include a gut, even though it's a field that may have in it an area in which you grow grapes, and you think the gut is part of what the field requires. And this doesn't matter whether they're charuv, so that there's no birds in the shovach, or there's no grapes around the gut, or the miyushav, or there's no water in the bor. Point is, in either event, we say that it's not included, but although you retained it for yourself, tzorech likach lo derech, Rabbi Akiva says, you need to buy yourself an easement to be able to get to your gat or shovach or bor, and this is because mocher ba'ayin yafah, mocher, when he sold, although he doesn't sell everything, that has nothing to do with ba'ayin yafah or ba'ayin ra'ah, whatever he wants to sell, he sells, whatever he doesn't sell, he doesn't sell. But what he's selling completely. That's the point. And right now, he meant to sell now the entire field, and he didn't leave in the field a way in which he could get to his shovach and bor and gat. There's no need to buy yourself a road, because it's ayin ra'ah u'mocher, we say, according to the chachamim. Therefore, he, of course, kept whatever he needed for himself. If he unnecessarily added a clause and he said, I don't mean to include the bor or the gat or the shovach, then the only interpretation of the unnecessary additional clause is to say that when I mean whatever is needed for that bor, gat, and shovach, so then indeed, Rabbi Akiva would be moda, he's making it clear that he doesn't want to sell. Now, how about the other way around? This was the final persuasive piece that proved to us that it's got to be a generalized machloket about mocher ba'ayin yafah. How about the other way around, when he sells them specifically? Machran la'acher, the shavach, the gat, and so on. So there, Rabbi Akiva, ober eno tzarich likach lo derech, so that the buyer wouldn't need to fight, because, again, clearly, I mean, the only way to understand that is that if it works in both directions, it's got to be because ba'ayin yafah u mocher, so he sold it along with the right to get to it. Now, where does all of the above apply, the limitations of what is included and what is not included? That's by a mocher. If you're giving a gift, then you're giving a gift beyond the level, even of mocher. I mean, if you hold ba'in yafau mocher. This is now the level of gift giving is meida ba'in yafa, and you mean to give him everything. Whatever is within the field, and that would include even what we normally would have said if you're being careful about the legalities, wouldn't have even included the sadana shikma and the charuv, which is murkav. But in this case, you're feeling very good about the gift, although of course that isn't really enough to explain why you would have included things that you never discussed. And that's what I was going to ask. I mean, this is beyond just ayin yafar, not ayin yafar. I mean, what, you didn't say you're giving him anything but the field. I thought we said before that a sadana shikma is like another field. The same we would have said, and I don't give you field B, doesn't mean you get field X. So that the Gemara is going to go into. But then you would give away everything. Furthermore, there are other cases where we need to deal with some additional factors, such as achin shechalku, mizachu b'sadeh zachu b'kula. So when brothers now split an estate, there we say there's zochin in everything. Now, even though it's just a point out, we said before that Rav says yesh lehem derech al zeh, so that would be mashma that we don't say that it's zochu bekula, because then why does he have a derech? So Tosis explains it. The issue over here is not nogeh ayin yafah in ra'ah. This is a different issue. This takes into consideration two new elements. Element number one is the fact that when the brothers are splitting, it means they don't want to be dependent one on the other. They want out. That's the point of splitting an estate. Otherwise, they keep after it because of the savings of scale. They don't want that. So that means they want to split. The only reason that Rav said earlier that you would be able to claim that you had a derech in a case where one field is, can only be accessed through another field, there's a pnimi, and that's because if you recall, he claims that the usage should be equivalent to the usage that dad had in the field. Since he was able to get there, when you give it to me, means I want to be able to get there. But that's a different issue. There's really two different things we need to take into consideration here that we don't take into consideration by a regular mocher or a regular notin matana. Hamachzik bin yichzi hager, yichzik b'sadeh, yichzik b'kula. Here we're talking already not about what was sold, obviously, because there was no sale, you're being zeicha from hefker. But we're putting it over here to make it clear that even though we said that we give a completely different halacha to the charuv and the sadana shikma, so that you would think that maybe just as they're considered to be separate fields, when you're coming to be Canaan and Ichse Hager, who died, and you're the only one who is there to take it from Hefker, that you'd have to be Machzik in each field separately, just like we said earlier, when you're coming to be Machzik and there's a Meitzer between adjoining Sadot. But here we want to make it clear that you're Canaan everything, even the sadana shikma and the charuv hamurkav. Because over here, it's the equivalent of adjacent fields. It doesn't have anything between them. And therefore, the das, to be kena, the field, is kena everything that's in the field. In this case, even what would technically, under other circumstances, a mechira, be viewed as a separate field. This, of course, is referring to chazaka as kinyan, and not to the question of what's the understanding of the nature of the mechira, the gift. And there's another issue, which is a magdish. Now, magdish et asadeh. So you could say Magdish is a day, Higdish et kula, because Hegdish is a form of a gift. So, okay, we said by a matana, for whatever reason, we're going to have to get to the Gemara, but by a matana, he was notain et kula, then by Hegdish, he was Higdish et kula. However, it's not strictly speaking true because of the next piece. Now, Rabbi Shimon says the most remarkable thing, which is that HaMagdish et HaSadeh lo Higdish, Ela tacharuv amurkav et sadana shikma. From all of the issues above, such as the shovach, and the gat, and the bor, the derech, and so on and so forth. The only difference when it comes to Hegdesh is, strangely enough, the one thing which you would have thought is the least likely to include, which the thing that is the sort of shem sort of the atzmo, which is the charuva murkav, is the sadana shikma, that's the only thing that would be more included in Hegdesh than would include it in a mechir, and of course the Gemara is going to ask astonishingly, what is that supposed to mean? Okay, so first we need to establish Maishna Mecher u Maishna Matana. It's not, we understand that, of course, Notain is Ba'ayin Yafa. Well, of course, that is something we've said all along. But nonetheless, you're only giving what you're giving. I mean, there's two different issues. We never confused the question of what's included, let's say, Bor, Dut, and so on and so forth, by Ba'ayin. We never questioned that should have something to do with Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa u Mocher. The issue that had to do with Ma'ayin Yafa had to do with something that I'm definitely retaining. Do I also retain the Gisha? Do I have a Derech or not? Because there I know what I'm selling and I know what I'm not selling. But why in the world would we expand the intent of the seller to something that is not inherently part of what he's given? That isn't explained by Ma'ayin Yafa. Sho Ma'ishna Mecher or Ma'ishna Matana. Pirish Yehuda ben Nekusa lifnei Rabbi. The difference is Ze Piresh, Veze Lo Piresh. One of them was more defined in what he meant to give, and the other one didn't define anything. What are you talking about? Ze Piresh, Veze Lo Piresh. Look, are you reading a different mission than I'm reading? Ze Lo Piresh, Veze Lo Piresh. It's exactly the same case, for God's sake. Nobody talked about defining anything. We talked just about different cases, whether it was Mecher or Matana. What are you telling me that somebody explained something? No, that's not what he said. What he said was, Ze Piresh, meaning Ze Hayalo Lefaresh. Ze Lo Hayalo Lefaresh. The point is that we start from a particular place. If we know that Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher, so then if the guy meant to include something, so then he should have said what he wanted to include. If it wasn't included, it wasn't included. And therefore, we assume that it's the strictest definition. Masha Inkin, since we start from the assumption that a notain matana, and the guy knows this, and a notain matana is always viewed as being very broad in his gift. So therefore, if in fact he wished to maintain something for himself, he would have said so. And since he didn't say so, therefore he doesn't get the rights that we usually give him to say, I meant the strictest interpretation. And that's even true in terms of what's included in the gift. That's the Rashbam Shram. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashbam brings himself, Rabbeinu Chananel, says the opposite. He says it's talking about the buyer, or the Mekabel Matana. So the buyer, because he's spending money, has absolutely no qualms about discussing what's included. And if he was buying something, then he would have said to the guy, well, make sure that's in there, because I'm paying for that. They would have fought it out, either whatever would have happened, but certainly, if it doesn't appear, it means that that wasn't the agreement. Well, what's the explanation? Mashain Kane, somebody who's getting a gift, he ain't going to look him in the horse in the mouth. So, therefore, why would we have expected it to show up? He wasn't going to say, of course, you got to include that. So, in the Mela, we put the onus on the person who's giving to explain that if he doesn't mean to include something, say so. Because you can't expect the other guy to start asking you. So then in the Noten Matana, we say that you meant to give it, because you knew that you had to. I mean, it's an embarrassing situation. So if you meant something, you'd explain yourself. Now, there was a case, Ahuda Amalahu, Havulei Leplanya Beita Dabarzit Mea Gulpe. This is a fascinating case because it extends the logic of what we've just discussed about Hayalol Afarish Loyal for Naisin Matana Ba'ayin Yafa. There was a guy who, on his deathbed, it was a Matana, it was a real Matana, it was a Matan Shriv Mira, so he said, give so and so a house, storage house, my wine cellar that holds 100 barrels. Okay, so he's got a 10 by 10, basically, by 10 storage place over there, you know, and he's got. He puts it into the storage house in that way. Anyway, so when he died, they examined his properties. He didn't have a storage house that held 100 barrels. He had some that were less. He had one that was more. It was 120. So that's all they found. And so the storage house that he seemed to be referring to had 120, space for 120 barrels. And so they took it to court. What do we do? So Marzurka said, look, I mean, the guy said 100. It's not as if this has anything to do with Ba'ayin Yafa or not Ba'ayin Yafa. If a man says something, he means what he says. So give him that area of the house and the rest he retains, basically. Because how does this relate to the other issue? So we can't talk about assumptions when a man is being absolutely clear, can we? Rav Ashi says that's not true. Because Milo Tnan ba medvarim ba molcher, avo benotein matana notenet kulan. So what does that mean? It means alma mandi yav matana ba ein yafa yahiv. It means that when a guy is giving a gift, that what he's giving is with a sense of graciousness. So now, we have two explanations. One is a rather strange explanation. The guy's giving a gift, and he's saying, but cut off a little piece of the house that you don't give to him. This is very funny. I mean, isn't it more likely, if we believe that this defines the psychology and the interplay of the buyer and a recipient of a gift, that the way to understand the mea was that it was meant to give the recipient, the guy didn't realize it was 120, it was a very big place. So he says, give him my storage house, 100 barrels of wine, the guy feels that this is really going to make an impression on how big-hearted he is. To say that what he really meant was to be a stickler for the specific details and only give him up to is unreasonable. And therefore, even in terms of interpretation of his words, it makes more sense to read it that way based on what the Mishnah is saying, because remember that the Mishnah uses this idea to include things that weren't included. It isn't just a question, as we started with the Shaila of Derech and so on. It's something much more profound than that. It's explaining the whole nature of the interaction, if that's the case, that it should define as well even cases where he specifically said something. Now, the next...
Chavit is standard,
right? Yeah. It's a chavit of wine, sure. Hamagdish, even today a chavit is a standard. A chavit of yain is a standard chavit. Yeah, you buy a wine cellar, this is how it's measured. So then we have a strange sheet of Rabbi Shimon that the only difference between a mecher and a hegdash is that dafka by hegdash you gave a charuva burkav, or you gave us a dana shikma, which is really weird. So before we get to understanding Rabbi Shimon's logic, we need to be makdim something that isn't really nogei our sugya. Something we've discussed many times, but it sheds light on what Rabbi Shimon is going to get to. And that is the question of the relationship of the area that the tree is going to be drawing its nourishment from to the gift. So remember that we have this distinction between two trees and three trees. Given two trees, you're not kind of the land. Given three trees, that already has a bit of a set of trees. And then you're kind of the land in between, and so on. So Omer Avuna, Hafagav the Omer Abonan, Hakonesh Nei Ilanot Petok Shachavirot, Hareza Lokanakaka. So even though the Rabbanan said that the sale of trees does not really necessarily include land. It's all trees just for trees. You're not going to karka. But the other way around, if you are mochar karka, v'shiyer shnei ilanot b'fanav, yesh lo karka. If, l'maisa, you're selling the karka, and you're selling everything but two trees, in that case, when you're the current owner of the trees, then you did not sell away the land of the trees. There's a big difference between being the buyer and the seller. And I want to tell you this is true, says the Gemara now. This is not Ravuna that says this. This is the Gemara. This is meant to be understood that afil Rabbi Akiva, diomar mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. Even, let's say, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's just, so he's giving away everything. I mean, if he doesn't get a derech, so then no derech, then there should be no land either. It's just a tree, right? No, it's not true, because this is different. I'll tell you why it's different. You see, the bor vedut, we discussed this for earlier, where there is really nothing that particularly troubles the buyer about the fact that I maintain the bor vedut. It doesn't bother him, because all it means is that there's an area that isn't his, no big deal. But where I keep a tree, that means that ultimately he's going to come after me. Why? He's going to say the tree is dropping pieces over here. I can't get anything out of that area. It's poisoning the ground. It's drawing all of its nourishment from 15 feet away. I tried to plow this area and I keep getting caught on the roots. Will you get that damn tree out of here already? So I'm looking at problems. So where I make a sale and I'm looking at problems, there obviously I don't want to get involved in problems. There's a big difference. So Gabi Borvedut. Okay, the loka makshi ara doesn't do anything to the ground around it. He plants up to the area that's his, and then he doesn't plant the rest. What's the big deal? Where it's going to be making problems for the buyer. In ita de lo shir, if I wouldn't keep something for myself in terms of the land around it, so then he knows what's coming. Lay, the guy should be able to come and say, Akor ilan chashkovas, he'll take your trees out of here. Now, lamais is a machlokas rashiatosis, whether this means currently. He'll start up with me now, and he may have a good time. Rashbam and Tosfos. Or whether, as the Rashbam learns, it means that after the tree dies, I won't be able to replant because the guy will say, enough is enough. But Tosfos doesn't like that shot because he says, and who says enough is not enough? What do you mean he'll be able to say? Who is to say that this arrangement was meant to be a permanent arrangement? If you hold mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher, so then he was keeping for himself the right to continue to harvest these trees so long as they live, and goodbye Charlie after the leaves die, after the trees die. That's certainly the case by the bor. If the bor collapses, I can come in and say I'm going to rebuild it. So who's to say that's not the case by the tree? Therefore, Tosfos Tain is the problem over here is the suits that are about to come. Now they're going to tell me later that I'm not allowed to replant. Okay, this has a lot of implications for that sugi about the Ilanot. But in any event, this is an introduction now to understanding Rabbi Shimon. Tonight, our Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Amagdish et asadeh, lo higdish above and beyond what he would have given in a sale, other than the Charuva Murkav and the Sadana Shikma. Now, in a Braita, Rabbi Shimon explains himself, because certainly on the surface, this is an absolutely wild kind of sad, because the last thing that you would sell was the Sadana Shikma. All along we were comparing the Sadana Shikma to a completely independent field. Remember? We kept saying, oh, that was what the Gemara we had yesterday. And if a guy would have said, Chatzi Sadez, that Mokur Lecha, So because it's a chatzi tree, so now all of a sudden the whole tree, it's the same thing as another field. Where would you get the idea to get a schus to it? The dafke, the things that I would say, I mean, a boar, and the shovach, and these things, it's a part of a field, but this is a different field. So dafke, that's the thing that he says is included. I mean, that certainly requires some very strong justification. So Rabbi Shimon comes out to explain this for it in a bright. Tani alam Rabbi Shimon, matam. I'll tell you why. Because the yanika of those trees comes from a stay hegdash. So lamaisa, when I give away the field to hegdash, even though I'm not including things other than the field itself, just like by a mecha, but how do I intend to keep a tree that's going to be yanik out of hegdash's field? It's what I was about to ask. That's why we're bringing it. The isakadaitakshi yurishai here, if you're going to tell me that indeed, as Ravuna said, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Now, halacha is that you certainly mean to keep it for yourself because you're not interested in problems. No. So if according to Rabbi Shimon, we're saying that even a magdish is no better than a moicher, so what's he hold? Now, he holds that this is different. I mean, he's going to lose his trees. So then that means that he was Mashiach for himself, the shear of Yanika. That's what it means. Otherwise, he won't be able to have his trees. The same svar that we said before. Yet we were being mechadesh alibed ravuna. That must be true afilu alibed rabbi akiva. So if you're going to tell me that shira shira, so then kikayanki bin anafshi kayanki. So Rabbi Shimon doesn't make any sense at all. The Gemara now says, okay, we were indeed wrong to think that ravuna was going alibed rabbi akiva. Must be ravuna was only going alibed rabbonu. So that since the merchah is ba'ayin, okay, there he retains, just like he would retain a derech for himself. So he retains now the area around the trees. Not to have problems. But Enoch Inami Alibid Rabbi Akiva, who says that he's going to put himself in an absurd situation of having to helicopter in if he sells, if the guy gets angry at him. So he would say the same thing over here. If the guy gets angry at him and makes him sorry about the Enoch Inami, he's going to be up the creek without a battle, or up a field without a derech. We're up with a tree without roots. Whatever it is, the same situation. So, Enoch Inami, Rabbi Shimon was going al libra Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon diomak Rabbi Akiva, and Ravuna diomak Rabbana. So we were wrong. So then there's no finish, I understand. So then what's Ravuna saying? Mishnah was saying, I feel a bit Rabbi Akiva. So then it was a finish. Saying, even though normally I would say, Mocher b'ayin yafal Mocher, and therefore if he has to buy himself a derech, you'd think that he has to buy himself the rights to the area around the tree, Kamash Malan, that even Rabbi Akiva is made it. But if he's saying the Rabbanan, well, that's what the Rabbanan said all along. I mean, this is even a worse case. Because the Rabbanan say that even where the guy's not going to make him problem. That Ba'ayin Ra'ah. Now, Kol Shekein was bothering him. It's going to be Mafriya his plow, it's going to be Mafriya his field, it's going to be drawing nourishment from his plants. I mean, so for sure the Rabbanan would say that Ba'ayin Ra'ah, but he wants to protect himself. So well, then there's zero Kiddush down Ravuna. So Rabbanan, Pshita. Well, obviously, well, what are you telling me? No, it's not necessarily true. Because Nafkamina di Nafli Hadashat Elohu. The point over here is that Ravuna is just coming to tell me that the Zechus that he's maintaining for himself is not the Zechus that we'd say the rights, as long as there is a tree, for nobody to be able to be misalik the tree, for me to be able to come in and to keep my baskets under the tree and pick and so on and so forth. That's not all that we're talking about. What we're talking about is the actual possession of the land, which means that I have rights that even if it falls down the tree and dies, he wants to make it very clear of Huna that I'll leave it to Rabbanan, you can go around and replant those trees and he can't stop it. Okay, so it comes out according to this, Rabbi Shimon is going Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. Now tomorrow, the problem is to start this is to do the whole first page. So I can't make up my mind, but I mean, there's no place to comfortably stop. we could start it and stop sort of arbitrarily, or we could do it again. No. A little bit of Rabbi Akiva?
Yeah. He doesn't
according to the Rabbanan?
Yeah. So he has to buy a derech.
No, that's a little bit of Rabbi Akiva.
Okay, so Rabbi Akiva.
Fine, okay, good.
Give him a derech,
ah, that's, we've spoken about this. Remember the rocket backpacks? the helicopters, apparating, if you get your license in Hogwarts, whatever it is, there's always an Eitzah. The deal isn't off. It's over is already. I was Cana. Now what do you want? There's a sucker born every moment. A Mekachtoz, you should have said you want to keep it. What do you mean a Mekachtoz? You knew exactly what you were getting into. That's really too bad for you. I didn't say you couldn't get. I just said I want a little bit of a payment.
In practical terms, we're trying to determine whether it's let the buyer beware, let the seller beware. No.
In the general sense of
Mechabai and Yotzi? In ultimate practicality, who has to be and I have to be careful.
Not quite, because remember, it's only dealing to those items that I definitely intend to sell. I mean, there's still always going to be a question of what was included. Right? What did I mean? Even though you feel dying in Yafa, you still have to define what does a field include. That's going to be true of a little bit of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is not saying Rabbi Akiva, the board, do it, Shavak, over here. You know, so it's always going to be buyer beware.
But we glossed over that this sugya has to redefine the previous sugya. We're rather spend the time on that.
I glossed over.
You mentioned that.
I glossed. Which sugya was that? Which one would you like to talk about?
Rabbi said that like 2 lines down that this sugya is going to redefine the previous sugya. About, I think it was about the lines.
That this has implications for that sugya. When you learn through that sugya, it's going to change it. All right, let's do then our review. If you don't want to do anything arbitrary, I know we're a very, very clear-cut, well-defined Seinfeld Ashkenazi. That's right. Lo es habor, v'lo es hadur, agat, v'lo es hashovach, ben charivin, ben yishuvim. וצריך לקח לו דרך דבר רבי עקיבא, וחכמים אומרים אינו צריך. ומאוד רבי עקיבא בזמן שאמר לו חוץ מאלו שאינו צריך לקח לו דרך. מוכן לאחר רבי עקיבא אומר אינו צריך לקח לו דרך, וחכמים אומרים צריך לקח לו דרך. באמת דברים אמורים במוכר, אבל בנותן מתנה נותן את כולה. האחים שחוקו זכו בשדה, זכו בכולה. המחזיק בנכסי הגר, החזיק בשדה, החזיק בכולה. המקדיש את השדה, הקדיש את כולה. רבי שמעון אומר, המקדיש את השדה, לא הקדיש אלא את החרוב המורכב ואת סדן השקמה. So מה ישנו המכר ומה ישנה מתנה? Because not enough to say מוכר בעין יפה מוכר. פירש יהודה בן הקוסה לפני רבי, זה פירש וזה לא פירש. What? זה פירש וזה לא פירש. זה לא פירש וזה לא פירש. לא, זה היה לו לפרש וזה לא היה לו לפרש. Ahudi Amar lo Avol le Planya Beta the Magzik Mea Gufi. Shtakach Davi Magzik Mea Vesrim. Omar Mazurta, well, he only said Mea. Mea Vesrim lo Amar le. Revashi Amar, Milo Tnan Ba Me Dvarim Amurim Ba Mocher. Aval Benoten Matana Noten Et Kulam. Amar Mandi Yav Matana Ba Ayin Yafa Yayif. Zach Inami, Mandi Yav Matana is much more reasonable that what he meant was an Ayin Yafa to express his largesse. המקדיש את השדה הקדיש את כולם ברבונה. אף אגב דיום רבונן הקונה שני אילנות בתוך שחבירו הרי זה לא כאן הקרקע. The other way around where it was מחר קרקע ושיער שני אילנות לפניו, there he certainly meant to maintain the קרקע for himself, אפילו רבי עקיבא, דיום מוכר בעין יפה מוכר, אני מלגבי בור ודוד, דולוקו מקח שבערה ולנותיקו מקח שבערה. He knows that in Itid Oshia, Levalea, Korilan Chash, Kovazil. That's not Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Amakdish, Tassadel, Ekdish, Alacharuva, Murkab, Visadana, Shikma. And Rabbi Shimon explains himself in a bright of a Tanya Loma, Rabbi Shimon, Madam, Hoel, the Yonkin, Mistay, Egdesh, Na Isa, Gadaita, Shiure, Shir. So then, Kika Yanki, Midanavshe, Kayanki. Well, I guess Rabbi Shimon Yomak Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yomak Rabbi Rabbanan, and we were wrong. Rabbanan, so then Pshita. Ah, the nafkamina that Ravuna is asserting over here is that Inafa Hadashatiluhu, which you might have thought wasn't included in the Rabbanan's retention of his rights.